This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. 2 weeks till the election, Vice President Harris and former President Trump focusing intently on battleground states. The Washington Post has been polling.
Harris with a slight edge in Pennsylvania, up 2 points, 49 to 47. In Michigan, leading Trump 49 to 47. And in Wisconsin, Harris with a 3-point advantage, 50 to 47. She also leads slightly in Georgia, 51 to 47, while Trump has the advantage in Arizona, up 49 to 46, and in North Carolina, where Trump leads by 3 points, 50 to 47.
ABC's Mary Bruce. Peggy Judd, Republican County Supervisor in Arizona's Cochise County, pleaded guilty to misdemeanor failing to perform her duty as an election officer. She'd refused to certify 2022 midterm election results. Labor pains at Kaiser Permanente in Southern California, where 2,400 mental health workers went on strike over increased workloads. This is a federal judge in Baton Rouge took arguments on Louisiana's law requiring public school classrooms to start displaying the Christian Ten Commandments.
One of the biggest backers of Louisiana's new law is Governor Jeff Landry.
If you want to respect the rule of law, you got to start from the original lawgiver, which was Moses.
Organizations like the Freedom From Religion Foundation argue that
our nation was the first to separate religion from government.
The foundation's Annie Laurie Gaylor, a judge who will decide whether it should be put on hold while lawsuits against it continue.
ABC's Jim Ryan. President Biden bestowed National Medals of Arts and National Humanities Medals on 39 individuals who've made their mark on American culture.
With absolute courage, you combat racial stereotypes, confront ghosts of history, and speak truth to power.
Among those honored, filmmakers Steven Spielberg, Spike Lee, and Ken Burns, and singers Missy Elliott and Queen Latifah. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Donald Trump was in the great state of Michigan, my birth state, and he insulted Detroit.
Our whole country will end up being like Detroit if she's your president.
You're in Detroit, man! I would tell you, sir, we would only be so lucky if we had the mentality of people trying to do better for their cities, for small businesses moving in. There's a renaissance going on in the city of Detroit.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Kamala Harris is taking her message to Republicans and independent voters in Wisconsin. The vice president held an event in Brookfield Monday night. She appeared with Republican former Congresswoman Liz Cheney and conservative commentator Charlie Sykes. Both have endorsed the Democrat. They say Donald Trump is too dangerous. A public school administrator in Northwest Wisconsin is in big trouble with the law. Here's James Kelly.
Former Glenwood City School District Superintendent Tim Johnson is facing 17 felony charges, including theft, money laundering, forgery, and misconduct of office. He's accused of taking over $90,000 through his position as superintendent and not completing university classes for which he was given over $200,000. Johnson stepped down from his Chippewa Falls HR position earlier this year. I'm James Kelly.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Packers win a thriller. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers with a 24-22 win over the Houston Texans Sunday, thanks to a 45-yard field goal by their new kicker, 33-year-old Brandon McManus.
It's exciting. What a week. Great group of guys. I'm the oldest on the team by 2 years, so some of them are trying to call me uncle and dad already. But no, super excited to be here. Yeah, what a way to help this team win in my first game here at Lambeau Field.
Packers head coach Matt LaFleur.
He's a vet. You can see it. The moment's not too big for him, and obviously that was a big overtime kick.
Green Bay improves to 5-2. Next, they'll play the Jaguars in Jacksonville. College football, the Badgers able to strip sack Wildcats quarterback Jake Lausch on the way to a 23-3 win at Northwestern. Luke Fickell, on his team, able to convert turnovers into points.
That's the key element to what we're starting to see from this group, is we're able to take advantage of some of these opportunities that are presented to us.
The Badgers host Penn State on Saturday. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly to mostly cloudy in the overnight with south winds. Temperatures in the lower 50s at daybreak. On Tuesday, just a couple of showers, especially the first half of the day. Clouds giving way to some clearing. High temperatures will warm to the middle 70s. It's 53 at our studios.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, early voting starts in Wisconsin. Trump says all the geese are missing. Louisiana's Ten Commandments goes to court. Plus, overtime with Maggie Dawn. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays 4 till 6. News from the Center, WRCE.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. By the way, just to correct an error from the first hour, I always like to have things right on this program so that anything you hear here, you can take it to the bank. You know, and I said, somebody called and said, you know, Trump could rape somebody on Fifth Avenue. And I said, he did. It isn't Bloomingdale's on Fifth Avenue. And then I got a note from Dan saying it wasn't Bloomingdale's, it was Bergdorf Goodman. So I Googled Bergdorf Goodman, and sure enough, it's on Fifth Avenue, 754 Fifth Avenue. So Trump did rape someone on Fifth Avenue and didn't lose a voter. Ta-da! Amazing. Amazing. Meanwhile, Trump allies, his billionaire buddies. And this is, most of Trump's campaign is now being bankrolled by billionaires. Most of Kamala Harris's campaign is being bankrolled by people like you and me. And, I mean, seriously, you can look these numbers up. Key right-wing, this is Peter Stone writing over at The Guardian. Key right-wing legal groups with ties to Donald Trump and his allies have banked millions of dollars from conservative foundations and filed multiple lawsuits challenging voting rules in swing states. They also warned that the groups appear to be laying the groundwork for a concerted challenge to the result of this November's election if Trump is defeated by Kamala Harris. Larry Noble, a former general counsel at the Federal Election Commission, you know, lawyer for the FEC, he said, it seems clear that the lawsuits these right-wing groups are bringing, attacking the integrity of the voting rolls, the methods of voting, and how the ballots are counted, are an attempt to make it harder for people to vote, disenfranchise and intimidate legitimate voters, and create confusion. He said, at the same time, they also appear to be laying the groundwork to challenge the results of the election after November 5th if Trump loses. David Becker, who runs the nonpartisan nonprofit Center for Election Innovation and Research, he says, we're seeing much more litigation from Trump allies this election cycle targeted at swing states, which appears to lack evidence. In other words, these are just harassment suits and things. In Michigan, where the Public Interest Legal Foundation filed, this is a right-wing group, filed a lawsuit alleging voter rolls are bloated with the names of dead people and wanting to clean them up. PILF, this is the right-wing group, received about $3 million from the two Bradley foundations in the years 2017 to 2022. It is chaired by ex-Trump lawyer Cleta Mitchell, a board member of the Lind and Harry Bradley Foundation. Mitchell was on Trump's infamous call with Brad Raffensperger, where he said, just find me 11,000 votes. Remember that? In Arizona, America First Legal, which is run by Trump's hard-right ex-immigration advisor, Stephen Miller, the guy who delights in tearing children from their mother's arms, has sued to compel counties to probe some 44,000 voters who were registered without providing proof of citizenship. So they're trying to knock 44,000 people off the voting rolls in Arizona. We'll see how that works out. But serious stuff. I mean, these guys are playing hardball. The right-wing billionaires are very, very concerned. They want an oligarchy. They want a country where they don't have to pay taxes. They don't have to, you know, support the common good or the general welfare. They can have, you know, their giant rocket ships and blast themselves into outer space. They can be richer than any human being in the history of the planet. We now have three men right now in the United States who own more wealth than the bottom half of America. We have, you know, about 20 men who own more wealth than the bottom half of the world. That's, you know, that's the situation that, that Reaganomics has brought us. And these guys want to keep it that way. They are just, you know, hell-bent for leather to keep it that way. Meanwhile, and this is insane, you know, talk about a crazy alert. I mean, I thought that our church thing was going to be, that's actually kind of a serious story. This is your crazy alert. Missouri, Kansas, and Idaho are suing the Food and Drug Administration because they are, don't have enough pregnant 15-year-olds. You heard that right. I'm not making this up. Missouri, Kansas, and Idaho are suing the Food and Drug Administration because they don't have enough pregnant 15-year-olds. This is Robin Panichetti. I guess it's got an A in the end, writing for Wonkette. My apologies, Robin, if I'm mispronouncing your last name. I probably am. But Robin notes that in recent years, we have seen teen pregnancies, that's 15 to 19 years old, girls 15 to 19, peaked in 1991 at 61 births per 1,000 females age 15 to 19. Now we're down to 13 births per 1,000 females ages 15 to 19. That's good, right? You know, fewer teen pregnancies mean, you know, less poverty and more women who can, you know, finish a college education. And plus, you know, teen pregnancy is really, really hard on the body. So I mean, there's just a whole bunch of reasons why it's not a bad, why, you know, this is a good thing. But Missouri, Idaho, and Kansas have sued the Food and Drug Administration, saying that they do not have enough pregnant 15-year-olds. And they're claiming that they have been harmed by this. This is from the lawsuit itself. This is not my interpretation or Robin's interpretation. This is verbatim from the lawsuit against the FDA demanding that the abortion pills be banned, essentially. The states of Missouri, Idaho, and Kansas. Quote, defendants' efforts, that's the FDA is the defendant, defendants' efforts enabling the remote dispensing of abortion drugs has caused abortions for women in plaintiff states and decreased births in plaintiff states. This is a sovereign injury to the state itself. When data is examined, these estimates strikingly do not show evidence of an increase in births to teenagers aged 15 to 19. Now, keep in mind, I'm reading from the lawsuit. The study concludes that, quote, one explanation may be that younger women are more likely to navigate online abortion finders or websites ordering mail order medication to self-manage abortion. A loss of potential population causes further injury as well. The state's subsequent diminishment of political representation and loss of federal funds, such as potentially losing a seat in Congress or qualifying for less federal funding if their populations are reduced or their increase diminished. You get this? The Republicans who run Missouri, Idaho, and Kansas are suing the FDA, saying you should not allow abortion pills to be sold through the mail into our states because we don't have enough pregnant 15 to 19-year-olds. And that is causing us an actual harm because it will lead to a diminishment of political representation because our population isn't growing as fast as it should. So let's just ban the abortion pill. I just, you know, what are these people thinking? This is, I mean, you talk about radical Republicans, and I'm not talking about Thaddeus Stevens and, you know, his friends of Abraham Lincoln back in the day. Those were the good radical Republicans, the ones who wanted America to remain a republic and to end slavery. No, these radical Republicans, these are reactionaries. They're not even radicals, they're reactionaries. They want to turn the existing order on its head.
I dream that just one kiss could make me feel like this. Steals your heart like a thief in the night. And you can run, but you can't hide. Before you know it, there ain't no turning back. Love happens like that in a heartbeat. It can turn your world around just like that.
On not being able to, you know, we're the providers, but we also have to learn to take care of ourselves. The proper way, you got to pray for yourself as well as for everybody else. Pray for me, yourself. Self-love made me a better dad because I realized my worth.
Never stop Mary's being a dad. That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Christina Reynolds of Emily's List. Donald Trump had a quasi-town hall.
There were two questions, one on abortion and one on IVF. What he did was claim he just wanted the states to get to decide. It is a lie. When they call it a national minimum standard, they are saying we want the federal government to get to decide and not you.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media Radio Station.
Thank you for getting clear.
Marry your face, just
will you dress up for Halloween, and what will you wear?
I'm not going to lie, I'm a lazy Halloweener.
I just wear a football jersey and call it a day.
I have a prisoner costume, and it goes on over your other clothes, so I'll probably put that on when I take trick-or-treaters. I was never a huge Halloween guy to begin with, never a huge Halloweener.
Phrase has been quite good.
Nightlife with Pete Chwaba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Tune in for a Civic Media special broadcast, Making Your Vote Count 2024. Tune in for this Civic Media special Tuesday, October 22nd at 6 p.m.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He's really a definition of why he loves and about it. All the father and his first, he never stopped being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to heal.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Representatives
to let them know.
The Medicare annual enrollment period has begun. By now, you should have received your 2025 annual notice of change from your insurance provider. It can be overwhelming to understand all the upcoming changes on your own, but don't worry. Local licensed agents Robin McCauley and John Johnson are here to help. They each represent three of the top Medicare carriers in our area. Call Robin at 608-332-4454 or John at 608-332-0067 to schedule a personal appointment today. That's Robin at 608-332-4454 or John at 608-332-0067.
Hi, this is Kelly from the Richland Chiropractic Clinic. Are you suffering from neck or back pain, headaches, or head and injury? Maybe it's time to take control of your health and quality of life. Our experienced staff, Dr. Michael Murphy and Dr. Tracy Peterson, specialize in natural, drug-free solutions to help relieve pain and restore mobility. We also offer federal medical exams for CDL drivers. Call us at the Richland Chiropractic Clinic, 647-6211, where pain ends and healing begins.
I knew the second that I laid my eyes on yours that I was gone. If there was ever gonna be someone that does me in, I knew right then you were the one. Ain't nowhere else to go once you've been there.
Yeah.
within 6 months, you're going to see the cabinet get together and with the 25th Amendment.
You don't know what you're talking about.
We have to initiate it.
He's not the one.
And they're going to put Vance in as president.
You ought to know that by now. You've got one of those
parts
that keeps changing your mind. Your heart has a way of making you stay. So shut up and drive. Don't look in the mirror. He might have that look in his eyes,
but it's not going to ruin
one that's so strong. Strangles your will to survive. He's mastered the art of looking sincere. His eyes have a way of making you stay. Don't look in the mirror. I'm the voice you never listened to. Drown out the sound
Steve,
of goodbye.
Hey, Steve, what's up?
Blink back the tears.
Yes, I was at the
show me you still got your pride.
Trump was there.
Just get yourself
and honestly,
lost.
Nobody was there.
Your sad country song. Those guys, what they play, know just what to say. Turn the radio on.
Johnson for refusing to bring the House back in
Don't
back
look
into session
in the
so
mirror.
That they can fund FEMA. I agree
Turn
with you,
the radio
I
on.
And, you know, this campaign has
here.
Not really taken the gloves off, and I think it's...
Shut
it's
up.
Great. Stephen, thank you. Great points, Nicola. 27 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with you in just a couple minutes. Isn't just another election. Your rights, your freedoms, your future, they're all on the line. Policies affecting your health, your privacy, your ability to live life on your terms, they're all decided by who we elect. That's why it's crucial to vote like your rights depend on it. Because we do.
I am tired. I am weak. Sometimes I ask why me. But I have faith and I believe that I strong. I have mom and I have dad. I am happy and sometimes sad. But I have hope and I have God and I am strong. I am strong. I am strong.
Second DWI arrest. I accidentally ran into taking her children away from me. cost
that I fight for you.
Just call you later to your seat.
Knowing your heart when you see me, that I am strong. I wear a mask. I have no hair. I may be sick. I may be scared. But I know
this is news from the center.
I'm Richard Cantu. 2 weeks till the election, Vice President Harris and former President Trump focusing intently on battleground states. The Washington Post has been polling.
Harris with a slight edge in Pennsylvania, up 2 points, 49-47. In Michigan, leading Trump 49-47. And in Wisconsin, Harris with a 3-point advantage, 50-47. She also leads slightly in Georgia, 51-47, while Trump has the advantage in Arizona, up 49-46. By 3 points, 50-47.
ABC's Mary Bruce. Peggy Judd, Republican County Supervisor in Arizona's Cochise County, pleaded guilty to misdemeanor failing to perform her duty as an election officer. She'd refused to certify 2022 midterm election results. Labor pains at Kaiser Permanente in Southern California, where 2,400 mental health workers went on strike over increased workloads. This is...
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A man accused with the brutal sexual assault of a UW-Madison student back in 2023 is pleading guilty. 27-year-old Brandon Thompson was charged with first-degree sexual assault, first-degree reckless injury, and strangulation for the attack. While the victim survived, she suffered traumatic brain injury and a broken jaw. Thompson will be sentenced in February. Suicide trends in Wisconsin are troubling. Brittany Merlot reports on numbers from the Department of Health Services.
Suicide rates are the number one. And as of 2022, they found that over 50% of suicides in the state had to do with either relationship issues or physical health problems. Older men in rural areas were at the highest risk. They also found that over 16% of adult suicides in the state were veterans. I'm Brittany Merlau.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. How do you wash the bad taste out of your mouth called Joker Fully Adieu? You release a new single. That is, if you're Lady Gaga. Gaga says, according to Variety, that she will release the song Disease on October 25th. It will be her first single off her seventh studio album. Gaga surprised fans by releasing an album called Harlequin last month on the heels of the release of the Joker sequel, which was panned by critics. Onward and upward. Rick and Morty fans will rejoice when they hear that the show has been renewed for seasons 11 and 12, which is crazy because season 8 hasn't even dropped yet. The word comes from New York Comic-Con by the show's executive producers, Dan Harmon and Scott Harder. Harmon was born and raised in Milwaukee. Season 8 doesn't actually premiere until 2025, which means the show will be on at least through 2029. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price, partly to mostly cloudy in the overnight with south winds. Temperatures at the lower 50s at daybreak. On Tuesday, just a couple of showers, especially the first half of the day. Clouds giving way to some clearing. High temperatures will warm to the middle 70s, currently 56 degrees.
The Dom Salvia Show.
And I heard the scientists say the other day that when a man votes for a woman, he actually transitions into a woman.
What happens when a woman votes for a man?
Turns into a man.
Well, that's okay, though.
That's fine.
Yeah, because then she gets control of her body.
Oh.
I see what I did there. Yeah.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alma Show.
Minority Rule. The author is Ari Berman.
If you look back at Wisconsin history, it gave rise to Social Security and unemployment insurance and collective bargaining. It really personified the idea that no matter what political party you were with, government should work for the common good. And Walker had a very different idea, that government should work for this conservative elite instead.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Earl Ingram. On the next show, my Tuesday co-host Sandy Williams will be here to catch up on all politics we missed over the weekend. You won't want to miss it.
The Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings, 8 till 10.
Without you has turned out to be so inconvenient. And wishing I was with you just seems to use up all my time. You've been gone so long that it's hard to recall just how the dream went. And all but this broken heart in me, I guess it's doing fine. Is it still over? Are we still through? Since my phone still ain't ringing, I assume it still ain't you. I've half a mind to take the time to find somebody new, but I'm not too sure that I'm still over you. That lie that I tried to slip by you was told with good intentions. It was just another way to say I love you and protect you from the truth. And half a pound of cure is surely worth a half an ounce of pure prevention. And trying to explain while I'm insane, the hardest thing I've ever tried to do. Is it still over? Are we still through? Since my phone still ain't ringing, I assume it still ain't you. Well, I've had to mind to take the time to find somebody new, but I'm not too sure that I'm still over you. Still through. Since my phone still ain't ringing, I assume it still ain't you. I've had the mind to take the time to find somebody new, but I'm not too sure that I'm still over you. If I repeat myself, it's cause I've nothing else to do. And I'm not too sure that I'm still over you. I'm not too sure that I'm still over you.
Make available free of charge the episode Pain, that is Pains of Guilt. Because that episode specifically has to do with
like a pine tree's lining the winding road.
Water without it.
I've got a name. I've got a name. Like a singing bird in the croaking toe. I've got a name. I've got a name. And I carry it with me like my daddy did. But I'm living the dream that he kept. I've got a song, and I carry it with me.
the giant monopolies.
Share it if you wanted to. If you're going my way, I'll go with you. Bend me down the highway, bend me down the highway. Moving ahead so that I won't pass the fire. Bend me down the highway, bend me down the highway. Pass me by.
Shot glass. All we need is a bit of salt tonight. We can plug in the hot pepper lights and pretend that we're living on Key West time. I can run to the store and get some charcoal, buy a tiki torch and fire up the grill. The whole town wants to know when I'm gonna grow up, but you know I never will.
Close to the same.
You're listening to
Don't
Goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash Bell makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bell Project helps those who can't afford it or fighting to end Cash Bell. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Act.
Man, they are on air.
Vice President and Director of Marketing for Versity, Gretchen Jameson, is with us. When you donate blood, there's a couple of different products, if you will, that your blood can. There's whole blood. You can do platelets every 2 weeks. You can be a double red, which is what you do.
Yes, for me personally, whatever I can do to maximize my gift, as you say, is worth it.
You can go to versity.org and look at all the different ways to donate and give.
Men Hair on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Beach Lava.
Carl Serecki, director of the trolley. Have you ever wondered anybody to love you?
The question really isn't did you lose people?
See, if I were a ghost, I think I would just get liposuction.
My name is McKish. I am a lifelong resident of the Ithaca School District and a former school board member. My wife, Carly, and I have three sons who have all attended Ithaca. My father, along with my four siblings, are also proud Ithaca graduates. There is a very important referendum coming up in November. District residents are being asked to approve spending to exceed the current revenue cap. If not approved, the district may be forced to close its doors. I feel very strongly that voting yes on this referendum is the correct choice. As a small school, the opportunities that Ithaca is presenting its students is impressive. Our youth apprenticeship participation percentage is the highest in the state of Wisconsin. We are preparing our students for their future careers. Several Ithaca students have received state and national awards in the FFA program. My favorite part of our school is the sense of community. Whether it be support for our sports teams, we have always had the biggest crowd at state baseball, or the support our students receive at all their extracurricular activities. I again encourage you to vote yes in November. It is a vote for the future of this wonderful community.
Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you could do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you are thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
But there's too much month at the end of the money. Well, I got a little favor I want to ask of you, my love. Why don't you find that hole in my pocket and sew it up? Yeah, I thought I'd save some, but you know it's funny. It's too much month at the end of the money. Oh, 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 oh
much month at the end of the money. I'd love to take you out like I said I would, honey, but there's too much month at the end of the money. Too much month at the end of the money.
The radio audience's attention to an extraordinary documentary I saw over the weekend here in Chicago at the 60th International Chicago Film Festival. It's a brilliant exposure to who former Illinois Congressman Adam Kinzinger is as a man and as a public servant. When I came to be the last Republican. So we grew up together. Regulations of the Academy of Motion Picture and Science are, but I believe if a movie is shown in this year, but when a paying audience sees it before December 1st, I think that's the cut-up date that it's eligible to be nominated. I can't imagine that there's a better documentary out there this year. And she'd sing,
healthcare program is communism or socialism. Do you still think that it's a good thing to get $2 trillion?
Hey, come on, girl.
It's a sweet strawberry smile that makes me wanna taste those lips. Silky swan sundress makes me wanna get over there, rock your hips. Can't concentrate, always run late. Let me set this straight, ain't my fault. Couldn't count that groove to make me fall. But it's worth it.
twinkling little star. Hey, I've been going crazy. Help us, honey. Believe my heart. Emerald eyes won't compromise. Baby, probably don't realize that. When you put your little hand in mine, it makes my heart go right in time. Don't give me that glare, baby, when I stare. You know it ain't fair, it ain't my fault. Cause you got that clue to make me fall. But it's worth it. You're that melody that moves through me, my twinkling little star. Yeah, I've been going crazy. Help us, honey. But it ain't my fault.
And use that time to get organized.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE, Maggie Dawn.
Get out your notepaper and your pens and pencils, folks. I'm dropping all the voting tips and detailed logistics that you need to ensure that your vote counts this November 5th. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. The Tom Selby Show.
Tom
Selby Show, weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Civic Media Radio Station or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE, 107.7 FM, W299 CD, Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.